Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, Saturday Nation. It's Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the Every Day Saturday podcast. It's Friday, August 18th, 2017. Been off the airways a couple days. Good reason why. A very good reason why. I'll explain why in a minute. If you landed on this show, congratulations. You've discovered the longest running motivational podcast in the history of the world. And I am so elated to bring it to you on a regular basis. It's my pleasure. All 100% my pleasure. Let's dive into it. Yesterday, my daughter turned 3 years old. Hey, that's great. A lot of kids turn three. What's the big deal, dude? Can we get on to some motivational stuff? Yeah, kind of, except, you know, she was born at 1 pound, given no chance to live, 85% chance of a profound neurological disorder, cerebral palsy et al., and all that good stuff. Came home on a ventilator after 221 days in the hospital. Yeah, it's been pretty wild. Breeze through a trach tube that's coming out September 27th, which is about 40 days from right now. So, yeah, it was a pretty monumental birthday yesterday to see a little girl who weighs almost 30 pounds now running around the mall and Toys R Us, just being so grateful for life. While everyone else is going batshit crazy over politics, I'm sitting there with a girl who breathes out of a trach tube running around Toys R Us excited at a $12 doll. And that was our day yesterday. And every day, and every minute of the day yesterday, I'm thinking, wow, it's this really, it really is, man. It really is the simple things in life that give us the most pleasure. The problem is we can't get out of our own way to even experience these simple joys from people because, or even events, or just sit on your porch and have a cup of coffee and listen to the birds and all that stuff, man. It just, we can't even sit still. Because we're afraid of being alone with our own thoughts. We can't help it. Our smartphone's sitting right next to us. And, oh, my God, we got to pick it up. We got to get to Facebook. We got to see what Joey or Mary posted on Facebook. Or we got to get on Twitter and see what everyone's saying about Trump or Hillary. And it's just, it's absolutely killing our society. And yesterday, when my daughter turned three, I just reflected back the entire day thinking, where was I 3 years ago? Let's see, August 17th. 2014, I was in Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru, and it was 8:30 in the morning, and I get a text message from my wife. It's a Sunday morning, and she says, I'm delivering at 10, baby in distress. Like, what? How do you even process that? You know, it's like, okay. And the Dunkin' drive-thru speaker, the lady's coming through, thank you for choosing Dunkin', can I take your order, please? And I'm just staring at my phone, and she says, thank you for choosing Dunkin'. Can I take your order, please? Hello? I'm like, yeah. Large caramel swirl cream hot coffee, thanks. And I was just like a robot. I'd given the order 8 billion times, so I already knew it. And I'd pull around to the window, and I'm thinking, what am I going to do? What's all this mean? How am I going to figure this out? And you don't really have time to figure it out. That's why I give no mental recognition to a lot of people who think they've got adversity in their life when that involves getting stuck in traffic or, you know, a shirt doesn't fit well or their hair is bad, having a bad hair day or somebody said something and they're mad about them on the internet or something. That's all such BS. It's just, it's really crazy. And so I got my coffee and I immediately thought I gotta text my neighbor, Scott, and his wife, Leah, who had a young child. And they lived across the street from us. And I just said, hey, I got to get to the hospital. Angela's delivering. Can you take my kids? And he said, yep, go. And that's the beauty of people. There really are. And on the other side of the coin, there are people who just want to give. They want to help. They want to serve. It's like the podcast I shared with you last week. It's when's the last time you gave something and felt bad about it? Chances are never. Even if somebody took advantage of you, he's like, well, yeah, you know what? I gave them money. They didn't pay it back. So what? You know? That's on them, not me. Karma, bye-bye. And so he took the kids and made sure they got fed and everything like that. I went to Children's, and I remember sitting in the room, and I didn't even see Angela. They wheeled her away, and there's a what's called a bunny suit where it's the scrubs. You know, you got the blue thing you put over your clothes. You're going into the OR. They delivered her via C-section, and I put the hat on and everything. They came and got me. And, yeah, 10 o'clock, I'm holding Angela's hand while they're removing Susan. And from there, I guess they say the rest is history. Susan was born, and they brought me into the room and said, you know, asked if I wanted to, of course, want to see your baby. I'm telling you, I'm looking at a Ice Mountain plastic water bottle right now. And I'm telling you, our baby probably wasn't much bigger. If it's 1 pint, 16 fluid ounces. And I think she was about this big. And gasping for air, couldn't breathe. And that's when I got all the news. They ran down they literally had a piece of paper and ran down every disease she could have. And I'm not going to bore you with that right now. But like I said, more often than not, probably, you know, some sort of neurological problem. She had several brain bleeds. She had a hole in her heart, closed airway, all of this stuff. And just boom, 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 boom. Could be blind. Don't even know. Her eyes will not open for another 2 weeks. She doesn't even open her eyes until 26 weeks. And none of that happened. The hole in the heart closed miraculously. She came home on a ventilator. She got trached. I mean, all of this stuff. And so as I'm walking around yesterday, that's why I didn't have a podcast yesterday, because I was so damn busy just staring at my child, who's now 3 years old, thinking, wow, through the grace of God, holy cow, look at me. Four girls, no idea how to raise girls. I don't even know how to raise girl dogs, okay? I don't even know how to deal with their emotions. Imagine having four daughters and being blessed with that and all the drama. All the drama that comes with it. But holy cow, I just reflected back yesterday, and it was my wife and my other daughters were with us, and we had a birthday party at the house. It was pretty cool, though. I mean, low-key. We went to a Mexican restaurant, our favorite Mexican restaurant, because where else do you go on a birthday than a Mexican restaurant? And Susan vomited all over the floor like she does probably once a day with her Pediasure. She's fed through a G-tube. That's a whole other issue. We didn't even talk about the G-tube. It's a hole in her abdomen. We feed her through there 5 times a day with Pediasure. Been doing that for 3 years. That's nothing. I mean, that's like most people look at that and think, holy cow, what are you doing with that syringe thing that goes into her stomach and feeds through a G-tube? And because Susan, you know, has a trach, a lot of the time she'll get a lot of phlegmy and stuff, and she'll vomit. Like, we'll walk into Costco and she'll vomit all over the floor. Like, oh, cool, clean it up and keep walking. It's not even a big deal anymore. So yeah, we were at Mexican. She vomits on the floor. Waiter, who was awesome. We make sure we go to dinner at 4 o'clock when there's nobody around except the 90-year-old couple who goes to bed at 7 at night. They're having Mexican at that time. Other than that, we get the whole restaurant to ourselves and it's no big deal. So, then we went home. It was real low key. My other daughter, my 13-year-old, made brownies with 3 candles in them. We blew them out. We're done at 8 o'clock, man. And I slept like a dead animal because it's a lot of work having kids to begin with and having a birthday. And yeah, it's shop till you drop. So I'm curious, the season in your life that you wish to pass is the one that's going to teach you the most. The season of your life that you wish would pass the quickest, meaning the most adversity, is the one that's going to teach you the most lessons. Most likely, that's what's going to happen. So I'm not so sure if I'm you that I would wish so much for this season of adversity to get by quickly. And I know it's like the opposite. Think about this for a minute. If you're like me back in the day when I used to golf, when I got on that first tee, I'm like, man, I hope I soak up every one of these 18 holes, the walk, the course, the laughs, a couple of beers with the buddies. And I never wanted those days to end in my mid-20s, late-20s, even into my mid-30s until, you know, I got to the point where I just couldn't golf anymore because I had way too much responsibility. I couldn't take 5 hours out of my day. Still have. I haven't played golf. And, I mean, aside from 9 holes 5 years ago, I think I haven't played golf in 10 years, you know? But I remember I never wanted those moments to end. I'm like, oh, God, please, it's the 15th hole. I want to play another 18. Oh. And so I think about those times. Think about what that means to you. When are you – maybe it's when you go to the mall. Maybe it's when you go for a run, a walk. I don't know. Maybe you're out with your significant other and you want those moments just to stay the way they are at dinner or a movie. Well, what have you thought about your adversity, the season of your life? Like, oh, I want to make sure I soak up every one of these – moments. What are you talking about? What are you, a masochist? You want to soak up more pain? No, I don't. I want the pain. Remember, pain is inevitable. Misery is optional, okay? But what if you soaked up those moments that are challenging you right now, whether you're in sales? Thanks again. All the messages. I just checked Instagram for the first time in about a month. Thank you. Several, like 15 messages of podcast listeners there. You can go hit me up on Instagram every day of Saturday. Check out the photos I share out there. It's an open page. Emails, thank you. I really appreciate that. I know I don't respond to everybody. I'm sorry. I mean to. I just don't. Twitter, thank you. I appreciate everybody listening and the love. But what if you searched in the moment right now and said, man, what am I learning from? What am I supposed to learn from this moment? You know? And for me, I pray to God and say, God, what am I supposed to learn? What are you trying to teach me here? Because this hurts a lot, man. But that season that you wish would pass, and I take you back to 3 years ago, you know, August 17th. What am I supposed to learn by having a daughter at 1 pound that might be in a wheelchair the rest of her life and be a nonverbal, you know? That's really what we were looking at, you know? It wasn't like, oh, this miracle, and she's going to be great, and she's going to have a trach. I didn't even know what a trach was. Honest to God, I had no idea what I did. I think if you put me on the spot, I could have told you that I might have known what a tracheostomy was, but I couldn't even guess what the hell one looked like. Now, I mean, come on, man. We're changing that thing every 2 weeks. We're cleaning it twice a day, changing the ties. Now it's like just, you know, having a meal. It's not even a big – it's like you don't even think. It's like thinking about blinking, you know? So what am I supposed to learn? I think what we learned over these past 3 years, not only was it a lesson for my wife and I, it was a lesson for our children to see, you know, a family come together that could have very been divorced. Look, my wife and I, this has been very challenging for us. Marriage is difficult to begin with in the sense that you've got two people, two human beings who come together, and now they're supposed to live together. And now you throw in kids, and now you throw in a special needs critical kid? Come on, man. But I shared this on my Instagram as well. Our belief in Christ keeps us together. Had we not had Christ in our life, we would have been divorced many times over because we don't put our marriage in each other. We put our marriage in God, and that's the common thread woven throughout. Maybe I'll talk about that more on Sunday Spiritual Podcast as well. I want to keep this entrepreneurial driven, but that's my faith. I mean, that's how we stay together in marriage is because we both have God at the center of our marriage, and we get closer to God, we get closer to each other. But it's very difficult being married through the most marriages end when you go through a journey like ours. You know anyone that's lost a child? And how many of those marriages stay together? Why do you think most divorces happen between the 20 and the 25th year of marriage? Why? Because through those years, the kids are off to college now. The man's in his 40s or 50s, and he's thinking, "Damn, I'm not getting what I should be getting at home, or the sex or whatever it is. I look good. Where's my wife?" And the wife's thinking, "What did I just give up over the last? Where's my life? Holy cow! I spent my entire life dedicated to my kids." And so they start thinking, "Why stay together? You know, there's no kids at home. Why stay together anymore? Let's just go our separate ways. I'll get the apartment. You can have the house, and I got to get my life back. I got 20 good years, maybe 10." Before I'm in a wheelchair, where did my life go? If it's not centered on God, then it's centered on you, and we're all flawed. We're all sinners. You can't center your life on a sinner. And so I say all of this, what season are you going through right now that's challenging to you, whether it's in business, relationship, health, whatever it is? What lessons, and don't wish for it to pass so quickly that you don't get the lesson from that, that you will learn from that. Because if you never dare to do anything, you never try anything, for example, in business, even to fail, you're not a faith that has not been tested. It can't be trusted. It just can't. So don't wish for this season to go by so quickly that you don't learn the lesson from it so you can apply it later when you really do go through adversity again and again and again and again. The ones that look like they got it all together are the ones whose faith has been tested over and over and over and over again. They really don't fear it too much. They don't fear failure, adversity. All right? So look at that. That season, I'm telling you, it's August 18th today. It's a day after our daughter's third birthday. It's 40 days from when the trach comes out. Our faith has been tested and tested and tested and tested, and I can trust it. Can you trust yours? Can you step out in faith? Can you believe that your best days are ahead of you? I believe that. I know it to be true. Now, you need to believe that, and you need to know it to be true. Are you with me? Sam Crowley on a getaway day on a Friday. Have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.